Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 40%. Up to 40% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Well, here we go. The city schools poised for a reopening next week amid the pandemic. The issue, though, bringing harsh words against it taking place. Some saying we're not ready. The mayor also tagging on, well, a so-called friendly reminder.
Mayor de Blasio says, make no mistake, schools will open September 21st.
We've made very clear what all the preparations have been we've been talking about for weeks and weeks.
His honor was responding to claims from the teachers' union that school buildings aren't ready. Safety measures not all in place.
But if there's some classrooms in the building, they simply will be held offline if needed. So I think it's pretty straightforward at this point.
He says buildings that were incomplete have been inspected. Asked whether the 2,000 additional teachers are enough when the principals union asked for 10,000 more, the mayor says we'll see how it goes and take steps to fill in the gaps. Juliet Papa, 1010 Winds News.
Also, this quote from the mayor today, friendly reminder, everyone, the Department of Education, City Hall, we are the people who provide the services to our parents and our kids. School is opening Monday the 21st. Now it's for the opposition.
UFT President Michael Mulgrew live on 1010 Winds this morning, asked by our anchor Bridget Quinn if...
Bottom line, will schools be ready to open their doors on Monday?
If you ask me today, are they ready? My answer is no.
Mulgrew says there's simply not enough custodians to clean every classroom. And even with 2,000 additional teachers as promised by the mayor, they're still short, and that this should have been resolved months ago.
In April, we went to the mayor. We said, we need to start planning now. No, I'm not interested. In May, same thing. They weren't interested.
Now, here at the Grace Dodge Vocational High School on Cortona Avenue, for the sixth straight day, about two dozen teachers protesting. They say there's no way buildings like theirs should open until it's safe. And right now, it's not. Glenn Schuck, 1010 Winds, from the Belmont section of the Bronx.